see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a very bittersweet interview for me, and we are so happy to have in studio Pastor Jim Anderson. He is the pastor of the Harbor Church. He is going to be transitioning to something else very soon, and we want to hear all about that. But first of all, great to see you. How have you been?
I've been really fine, doing well.
So transitioning, what does that mean, please?
There's a saying, a tongue-in-cheek saying, that all pastors are really interim pastors. It's just some interims are 24 years long, like mine has been. But the inevitability is that you're always going to, at some point, be stepping down somehow, moving out. And God, we believe, has trained someone else and been training someone else to become the senior leader at the Harbor. So that's where we're really focusing right now, is on a good, healthy search process that's going to bring this new person to the Harbor for a next greater season of ministry.
Well, let's talk about the 24 years that you have been in ministry. That's a long time to be in one place, I think, right?
Yeah, and actually, I came to the predecessor church of the Harbor, and I was actually hired by the founding pastors as a consultant back in 1994. And I worked there as a consultant for 6 months, and then they hired me onto the staff half-time, and I worked half-time with them as an associate pastor for about another year plus. And then they retired suddenly. They left and ended up moving down to Florida. And I also left at that time. I just felt it was appropriate that the church have the opportunity to find new leadership on their own. And they went through about a 18-month process of looking for their senior pastor. And it turned out that my wife, Dawn, and I were actually working with a team of people to plant a church in northern suburbs of the Twin Cities. And suddenly they called and said, would you come interview? They knew me, I knew them. And I went down there with no intent to take the call. In fact, I brought my vision, value, philosophy of ministry statement for this new planted church we were working on. Its name was The Harbor. And I went through the process with these people. I said, if I read to you what God's told me to do in terms of planting a church, I'll bet you'll say, thank you very much. You're not the right person. But instead, they heard what we were trying to do, and they said, we like that. And so they asked the church plant team that I was working with and myself to consider coming and kind of changing the direction of the church. And so 24 and a half years ago, that's what happened, and we have had an incredible ride. It's been awesome.
Well, that's really something. I did not know that. So the church before it was called the Harbor. I forget the name.
It was called Jubilee.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And how old was Jubilee as a church?
It was about 18 years old at that time since it was founded. And so, and it was a good, strong fellowship of people. But, there was a pretty major transition of vision and values, philosophy, kind of how to do ministry when I came, based on that material that I read to the call committee. And in a lot of ways, it was rather amazing and miraculous. Yeah. That they would embrace such a different, new kind of way of doing church.
Well, can you explain that a little bit more, please? I don't quite understand what that means.
First of all, I just want to say I inherited from the founder some real qualities that are real strengths, deep, deep a love for God's word was in that church. Generosity of the people was amazing. And so, you know, we were building on some strengths. And yet there was also a kind of a philosophy that was very, I would say, top-down, authoritarian kind of leadership, and really invested a lot of privilege of ministry to the staff, to the pastor, and the rest of the people were not as, you know, as released in ministry. And the change really was the fact that I said we always drew our organizational chart from the bottom up. I said that from the staff on the bottom, empowering, encouraging the people of the church to do ministry. You know, scripture says that leadership, pastors and such, are called to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. And we took that very seriously, started doing gifts discovery classes that were very deep and extensive in terms of digging into people's gifts, talents, personality, and matching people's, what we called a gift mix, with opportunities for ministry. And so the average American church, they say, has about 20% of people doing some sort of ministry in the church. Our goal was to flip that 80%+ would be involved in ministry. And that was what we did, and we accomplished that. And as a result, we just were able to do an immense amount of ministry in the church and outside the church over the past, you know, 20 plus years.
So was the school around when you took the church over?
The Pine Harbor Christian Academy was really almost from the very beginning of that planted church. It existed in a lot of ways, was kind of aimed more at being a school for members of the church. It was pretty small. I think when I came, it wasn't much more than 30 students. And I just asked our principal, and Scott Urban, I said, what are we looking at for this fall? And he said, probably about right around 145. So there's a lot of growth that's happened there. And a lot of it really has just been in the last 3-4 years. So we opened up the school. We said we want this to be a school that serves the community. So that's been fun to see that grow.
You were here for 24 years. What are some of the things you're most proud of?
Well, we are happy that we feel we've accomplished something that's rather rare in North American churches, and that is to have a huge, huge majority of our people discover their gifts and talents, their destiny. We talk about that all the time, that God made us for purposes. To have this high percentage of people involved in ministry. And, you know, what's amazing is people love it. People don't like being purposeless. God made us, there's something in us that wants to have significance, wants to know that our life's making a difference. And so, you know, we've really worked at that and given people that opportunity that they can say, you know, God's working through my life. I see eternal change coming into other people's lives through the opportunities I've had to share Christ, to teach a class, to go out and be a volunteer in some important not-for-profit in the community, all kinds of opportunities. But that's one thing. I am also very delighted that we could be involved with children. One of our values is that children are not the church of tomorrow, they're the church of today. We share with their parents such a very important call to, you know, raise them up to give glory to God. And so through the, you know, we also have a preschool called Kids Care. So through the Kids Care, through the Pine Harbor Christian Academy, through our own ministries, you know, Sunday school and other youth group, et cetera, our commitment to young people has been just tremendous. And our little rallying cry is that we're called to raise up champions for God.
So when you talk about the fact that so many people are in ministry, how do you flesh that out? How have you been as successful? Because a lot of people are always begging for volunteers. And you're right, it is the same 20% that do, what, 80% of the work,
yeah,
or something?
That's the national statistic.
What is your secret?
Well, to be honest, it's that from the beginning, we have one of our things that we talk about a lot is every member is a minister. You know, in Christendom, we all confess that when you come to Christ, you receive his Holy Spirit, and he is a servant. And so that heart of Christ, that servanthood heart, is going to start to express itself. But what I think a lot of churches haven't had is a way to channel that. And that's what our Gifts Discovery class has been. It's not just a quick take one survey and we'll try to determine if you're a square peg and we'll stick you into a square hole. That's not our goal. Our goal is this is a 6 or 7 week class. So, you know, 12 or 14 hours of work, looking at up to 7 different surveys and testing instruments, and a lot of teaching on ministry and the gifts of the Spirit and various things like that. And so what happens is, coming out of that class, we have them summarize it all on one sheet of paper. And then we actually have gift mix consultants, we call them, some people who are trained to look at the results of the class. And we know now what kind of gift mixes fit into what kind of ministry. And so we'll end up in that consultation, which is a one-on-one consultation. We'll actually say, you would probably be fulfilled and successful and fruitful in 2, 3, 4 different areas that we can identify. And we don't force people. We don't direct people. We just say, you have to make this decision. And what's amazing is that people, they make that decision. In other words, what they do is they get excited about mm-hmm. the fact. I think people are kind of amazed. You mean God put things in me that he wants to use to bless others, to help, you know, them come to know him, meet a lot of different needs. And so people are eager, what we found, to really get involved in something. And because it's something that they're made for, they are successful at it. And, you know, we all like to do things that
that we're good at.
We're good at. And so you don't get burnout. You actually get people, they get involved in an area like that, and it actually feeds their excitement
energizes.
And their zeal. It energizes them. And that, to be honest, is one of the keys to the culture at the Harbor, is you have a lot of energized people doing things
in God's name.
In God's name, that they're feeling good about, and they're seeing fruit from it. You know, they're seeing changed lives and grace happening. It's really fun.
Well, let's get to the heart of this interview. What the heck, then? After 24 years, you are deciding to transition, and how does that work, and what does that look like for you?
Well, I've always had that attitude. You know, the church is Christ's church. He's
yes.
the Lord of the church. You know, I'm just working for him. Like I mentioned earlier when we were chatting, my wife and I just started to sense, you know, God preparing us, the Holy Spirit working in our life, saying, I'm going to ask you to move on, to do something else here.
What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Well, here's the word picture that we use when we try to describe it. I said, if you were a potted plant and you're in one size pot, and people do this all the time, they move it to a bigger pot.
Sure.
Pot.
So
I said, it feels like your roots are being loosened. And it's very hard to describe, but you just sense that the grace and the way that God's been moving in all the time there, there's a change, and you sort of it gets your attention in saying, you know, pay some attention, pray about what's next, what I'm doing. And so for 2 years, in a lot of ways, we've been reflecting on this and preparing ourselves. And when we announced this fact that we really think the time had come, we didn't emphasize our leaving. What we emphasized was that God's been preparing someone to be the next senior leader of this church. And we are going to start a healthy process to find that person. And so that was more my emphasis when I made the announcement. I also wanted to emphasize, I said, I do not intend to retire from ministry. I was doing a consulting work through a 501c3 thing that we had started called Harvest Impact, and that's still in existence. What I think I'm going to be doing in the next years is going back to doing more of that. And what my work through Harvest Impact, which was really kind of a consulting ministry, was about helping churches be healthy in their leadership style, in their organization, but also being focused on what I believe the Lord's called us to do, and that is win souls and make disciples. And a lot of churches have gotten to the point where they maybe need third-party outside help in getting reestablished on those things. And so that's what I was doing, and that's what I hope to continue to do. Yep. And so when I made the announcement, I said three things. A, let's find this person that God's been preparing. I said, that's not a bad thing. That's an exciting thing. Second of all, I said, would you pray for myself and Dawn, my wife, and let us, you know, really know and understand how he wants to continue to use us in the future. And then I pray for the future of the church, that it would actually be the greatest ministry the church has ever had come in the future, that it wouldn't be a downturn, but an upturn. And people have received that at the Harbor. We just hear so many good bits of feedback. I said there's three things I hear from people. One is, we're going to miss you because we love each other. We just have tremendous love and unity at the Harbor. And so it's good that they miss us. I said, I was really happy to hear nobody say, oh, good, goodbye, we were waiting for you to leave. Nobody said that. But, you know, they're also praying for us and our future. And they're praying for the church's future. And I said I couldn't ask for a better reaction from the people of the Harbor.
What are some of your favorite memories?
Well, I think, you know, there are moments. One of the things, we've had a youngish congregation. We have a lot of seniors. But I said, I've been blessed to do far more weddings than funerals.
That is a blessing.
Yeah. And, you know, to see people come together, get married, and start to have families. Done a lot of dedications of babies. And this, I think it's the 10th of July, we are going to do another baptism service after our regular service. Baptisms are really special times. And I know we have a group of teens who are being baptized this year, young people who have just given their life to Christ and they want to be water baptized. So, you know, those special events like that, working with a fantastic staff, we have just a tremendous group of people on staff at the Harbor. And I love team building and I love working with teams. And that's, you know, a joy. So there's been a lot of those kinds of moments when you just see the right people in the right place doing the right thing, using their gifts.
Well, 24 years is a long time, and we want to thank you. Think of all the lives that you have touched. Pastor Jim Anderson of the Harbor Church is going to be transitioning to something new after 24 years. So we thank you for all that you've done for the city of Hastings and the surrounding areas, and we wish you God's blessings, whatever you do next.
Thank you very much.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.